This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's been a breakthrough in the Greek debt crisis. Sort of, kind of, maybe. This morning, Athens presented a new plan to break the stalemate. This afternoon, there was a flash on the newswire saying the current bailout will be extended. Tomorrow, yeah, well, who knows, which is kind of the way this whole thing has gone, right? But caught in the middle of all the high-level back and forth are the people in Greece who are still somehow working, supporting their unemployed parents and partners and siblings. So, from Athens, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard with the breadwinner's tale.
For bank worker Efi Panatsokapoulou, it's been another bad day at the office. Little wonder, customers have been clamouring to empty their accounts and even their safety deposit boxes.
Today I had the key to open a deposit box for a lady, but I couldn't turn the key because the lock was stuck. And I tried to three or four times, and she started screaming because she thought we didn't want her to open the safety deposit. Everybody's very stressed.
Including Efi. Her husband lost his job as an architect 3 years ago. They and their two young sons now depend totally on her pay of $300 a week.
Now I am worried about everything because everybody's in panic, so everybody takes the money out from the bank. If the bank system is destroyed, I'm not going to have a job as well.
With unemployment at 25%, millions of Greek households have been reduced to one breadwinner. Christos Mavrou, a 35-year-old sales manager, ekes out a living on $270 a week for his extended family.
My brother has no job, so I must support him and his wife is pregnant. And of course I must support my parents.
Which means picking up a $6,000 medical bill for his mother, leaving Christos with nothing to spend on himself.
You must feel at times put upon.
No, not at all.
Honestly?
Honestly, yes, not at all, because it's my duty and my pleasure to help my family, to support my family.
Bank worker Efi Panatsokapoulou admits that it hasn't always been a pleasure being the sole breadwinner in her household. Her unemployed husband was paralysed by depression for more than 2 years.
He was feeling very useless because he thinks that he's the male of the family, he has to bring the food and all that.
This put the marriage under severe strain, even to the point of divorce.
I have to take care of him and I have to take care of the boys as well. And I was very, very, very tired of him being depressed, so that caused us a lot of fights.
After counselling, paid for by her bank, Efi restored her own mental equilibrium. She says the marriage is on the mend. Christos Mavrou says the crisis has strengthened his family.
Do they appreciate your sacrifice?
Silently, yes.
They don't tell you?
No, it's basically they show it to me. With their eyes, I can see gratitude in their eyes.
Amid their country's national humiliation, the breadwinners at least can feel some personal pride. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.